Dr. Richard Lacou, the COVID-19 incident manager at the South Sudan's Health Ministry, says aid workers will no longer be required to get tested and present a COVID-19 free certificate before traveling from one state to another. But Dr. Lacou says aid workers arriving in the country will still need to undergo a 14-day quarantine. After that, as long as the worker is COVID-19 free, they can carry on with their work as normal.
We are not able to cope up with the number of people who are traveling internally and externally, and also the pressure on the load. So that's why we force people to be quarantined. Because being quarantined means you have isolated yourself from people, you are not getting in touch with people for these 14 days, definitely. Then you will be safer than those who are not quarantined.
Dr. Lacou says the health ministry recognizes the threat posed by COVID-19 but does not view the pandemic as the biggest health threat to South Sudanese lives.
COVID is just one problem in health. We have more than other health problems that are also killing. If you see malaria, this is a season for malaria. And if you don't take drugs to people to the rural areas, you have 100 people, we lose more than nearly 40, especially children. With COVID, if we have 100, we lose maybe 5, 6, or 7. So you can see even that other health problems kills more than COVID, although COVID is spread so fast.
Esteban Sako, the head of the United Nations Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs, says while the movement restriction has been lifted, other challenges continue for humanitarians, including insecurity in parts of the country, even though a unity government was formed. This year alone, Sako says, UN OCHA has registered more than a dozen insecurity threats, including ambushes on convoys of aid workers.
We have in certain part of the countries that, regardless that the country has unified, you know, the authorities in those areas still working, you know, as a, you know, and they still coming up with legislation that they are not reflecting the national policy on recruitment, you know, on registration of NGOs, you know, on renewal of working permit of NGOs. So they're having these, you know, outrageous demand on aid organizations working in remote areas that are not linked with the law, you know, of the land.
Sako also says flooding in parts of the country makes it difficult for aid workers to access people who need help. Aid workers in Ayot recently had to be relocated due to flooding, according to Sako. Delays caused by government bureaucracy also slows down the work of humanitarians, says Sako.
We have a lot of delays, you know, in processing visas, processing renewal of visas for people who are coming back into the country, you know, and again, this is our staff that are critical to the response. So a fast tracking on visa processes or renewal of visas will be really welcome.
According to the latest UN OCHA humanitarian report, 7.5 million people across South Sudan are in need of aid, including nearly 6.5 million people who are acutely food insecure. For VOA News, I'm Waki Simon Wudu in Juba.